In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
They brought to Jesus one who is deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephatha," that is, "be open." Immediately his ears were open, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I think that most of you know by heart the words of St. Paul recorded in the epistle appointed for this week. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That particular passage is foundational for our understanding of how we become Christians. The Catechism expresses it well. I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. Apart from the word of Christ, there is no faith. Though we know the verse by heart, I think we tend to miss its implications, myself included. What is this faith? What is its nature? It is the living confidence and reliance of the heart of a Christian upon the Lord Jesus, no matter what. It will suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from him, because he is the source of life and salvation and forgiveness and eternal comfort and joy. For us, this faith lays hold of no one less than the Son of God in human flesh himself. This faith desires to be with him, to hide one's self in him, to rely upon him and to rest in him. That's what St. Paul is talking about when he says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It is that faith of total and utter reliance upon Christ. And out of such faith there comes a joy in the face of adversity, hope in the face of suffering, and a freedom from anxiety. This means that the opposite flows from unbelief, mistrust. And unbelief and mistrust is the characteristic of our fallen nature, even for us as Christians. So to be afraid about the future, to live in a sense of despair over what is happening in the world around us, to have a lack of confidence in God's grace, which is exhibited in mistrust of one another within the body of Christ. Fear, anxiety, apprehension, despair, doubt. All of these are the byproducts of mistrust, of unbelief, of lack of faith. Now, lest we beat ourselves up, because we know that such characteristics are a part of each and every one of us. Look at the disciples of Jesus. From the time he called them at the baptism of John at the Jordan River to be his disciples, we see throughout the Gospels so many evidences of the same struggles that you and I have to trust, to believe, to rely. But what the gospel for today teaches us, and what the example of Jesus' ministry teaches us, which is so very comforting, is that we are not the creators of faith. We are not the creators of a firm trust and reliance upon the Lord. He is. And he has come to us, and he continues to come to us like he came to the deaf mute in the gospel for today. It's such a profound miracle because all of the circumstances of the miracle are actually describing the condition that we find ourselves in as Christians. Here, this deaf mute does not even have the ability to hear the word of God that can create faith and bestow upon him the gift of salvation. But by the word Ephatha, his ears are open to hear and the miracle of faith in his heart to receive that word of life. This miracle teaches us that the word of God is not inert. It is living and active, as the apostle says in Hebrews, sharper than any two-edged sword. It gives life where there is death. It bestows comfort where there is fear and dread. It gives the gift of salvation where there is only the blackness of damnation and the prospect of hell. And it creates a joyful spirit in the face of suffering and distress. There is a direct linkage then between the faith that the Word of God creates in our hearts and what comes out of our mouth. So the fact that the man was mute is directly connected to the lack of faith. But where faith was created by the word of the gospel, the word of mercy and the word of forgiveness in his Savior, then his mouth sprang open in praise. In the Matins and in the Vespers liturgy, it begins with words that are recorded in David's Psalm 51. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. O Lord, open my lips. What's so fascinating about that psalm is Psalm 51 was prayed by David after Nathan, as a prophet and pastor, came to David, who had committed adultery with Bathsheba, whose heart had been hardened, who was in impenitence and unbelief, and by the word he called him to repentance. And David praised the Lord when he confessed, I have sinned. And David praised the Lord when he prayed in that same psalm, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Such is the miracle of God's word of grace in Christ. Where there is the stone, cold heart of unbelief, abiding in darkness and fear and dread, when the word of the gospel penetrates, it opens the heart. Faith is created, and out of the mouth, the song of praise to our Lord is uttered in the face of the most severe crosses that we are called to bear. You see, all this is contained in that word, faith comes by hearing. Listen to Paul's progression of thought in Romans chapter 10. In verse 8, he begins, and he quotes from the Old Testament, the word is near you, you know, when it is preached, in your mouth, when it is confessed, and in your heart, when by a miracle of the word, it is believed. That is the word of faith which we preach. It's this lovely circular thing. The word of faith, the gospel of Christ, is preached. It goes into the ear. It embeds in the heart. It creates faith. And then out of the mouth, the confession of faith is made. So, St. Paul goes on to say, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's not only a confession of faith, but that is also the sum and substance of our joy in a world of misery and sickness and disease and eventual death for each one of us. In a world where Christians are persecuted and where there are horrible atrocities done like they are to the innocent and to Christians in Afghanistan at the hands of the Taliban. How many Christians have in the prison cell not only prayed for their enemies, but like Paul and Silas sang in the jail of Philippi in the dark of night. How is this possible? By the miracle of faith. And so the psalmist says, sing to the Lord a new song. While it is in the imperative, that sing to the Lord a new song repeated over and over and over again in the Psalter, and indeed throughout all of Scripture, is most of all a call to faith. As our ears are called to turn away from the siren voices that would lead to despair and darkness, and to hear afresh the song of the Lord's forgiveness and mercy. Today, we celebrate the opening of another academic year of Peace Lutheran Academy. More than anything else, Lutheran education is about children knowing the Lord Jesus, faithfully trusting in Him throughout this life, that when the Lord calls them home, they may depart from this life in the joy and peace of sins forgiven. The environment created here and in the entire parish with the congregation at prayer is that we might sing the new song of salvation in the midst of darkness and trouble. So St. Paul says in another place, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It's sort of like, I dare you. I dare you to take up the Psalter. It's a gift to you. I dare you to sing from the hymnal every day, whether you feel like it or not. Those hymns which are proclamations of God's word and immersed in the gospel of Christ. I dare you to read the Scriptures and to sit quietly and meditate upon all that Christ has done for you. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, St. Paul says. And speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. That is the culture and the posture and the disposition of the church and of Lutheran school and of our lives as Christians. Faith does come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the word of God is living and active and comforting. And in the account of the deaf mute who is healed, we see the expression of our Lord's compassion for sinners, how he has come into the world and made our sin his own in the incarnation. He takes his fingers, sticks them in the man's ears, and then spittle on his tongue, and he touches the man's tongue. But the miracle takes place when he sighs in the Holy Spirit, Ephatha, and the heart is opened, and faith is created. And the deaf mute is deaf no longer, and he is mute no longer. And he rises up in thanksgiving and sings to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. This is our heritage. It is our joy, and it is our comfort. For all things depend upon the word. What a relief. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.